approach this morning kind of hinted a little bit with your lineup? Have you made any final decisions about it?
Not yet. I mean, there's a possibility that we could have it. And, you know, anytime you're struggling where we are right now, we're trying to find a spark. We're getting close to getting everybody healthy again. Change rhythm, change spot, change disposition, a little bit of offense, defense, new side of the road. Our guys are improving in a lot of areas. To continue to improve as a young team. So, some guys are trying to get jobs, and I'm going to reward some guys. Hey, look, do the right thing, play the right way, make the right decisions.
Starting position. What do you make of their struggle?
Nothing at all. Believe me, it means nothing. Still, at the end of the day, I told somebody that last year we lost 7 in a row to Dallas, and our guys kept the faith, and a veteran team would do that. I'm more concerned about a young team like ours losing faith and losing not confidence, but make sure that we maintain our focus as far as our defensive disposition is concerned, our offensive purpose and thrust is concerned. It's a veteran team. That's not a, those guys have been through this before, Kevin, Paul, and Ray. We have been through some battles with Ray in Seattle, so he's been having some downtime. So that doesn't bother me, and it shouldn't bother them. They're still a great team, great program, doctor, great coach. So believe me. I'm just as nervous now as if they won.
What did you speak with Dr. Monk here with you guys? Was there a confidence issue or is there no hesitation?
None whatsoever. I mean, guys move sometimes. Schedule. You look at Boston's schedule, they played some of the top teams that we have in the last year. They didn't have confidence whatsoever. They knew they could pull it out. They knew their ability.
When you try to change a defensive culture like you are here, what's the biggest thing? Is it schemes? Is it mentality? What's the biggest thing you have to do?
A little bit of everything. Culture, mindset. It's one of the toughest things. I've always said this during the year. Pastor Toronto Griffin said, it's one of the toughest things to do because making guys do something that's not natural, especially offensive players. And our star players, Andrea and Ricardo, are more offensive-minded and making them play, holding them accountable is huge defensively. And Andres has met Bill, and so has DeMar. And it's not easy. You don't win friends and influence people by doing that. But they've done it. They've bought into it. It's becoming a part of our personality. It's still not natural, but it's becoming a part of our personality to be a successful team. I worry about the offense, but I do believe that our offense will come around because we do have great offensive players in Andre and Lamar and some of the guys that are missing shots right now and making offensive mistakes. And a lot of that, is on me because of the fact that we spent so much time in training camp on the defensive end.
Thanks,
Coach.
Thank you.